Good afternoon, family first. Nina speaking.
Yes, how you doing, Nina? This is Lakeisha White.
Yes, how you doing?
It's extremely messed up. And they said it was because, first of all, she was a black and in and out, which she was. But then they said it was because she was out of range. I have two addresses. I told y'all that three times. And then the guy that came out yesterday that I had signed a paper for, I told him that as well. Nobody never did a care plan. Nobody never came out to see me to know what's wrong with me. I have seizures, so everywhere I go, my aides has to go because I can have seizures out of nowhere. So that clocking out of range, I have two houses. It's Ramadan, like I explained it to somebody else. That is Ramadan.
Did you explain it to the service coordinator? Because the service coordinator is the only one that can approve it.
He was at my house yesterday.
No, that was our wellness person from our agency.
All right, well, who is your service coordinator? Because
so your service,
nothing else.
I'm sorry. Oh, go ahead, because I don't want to interrupt if you're talking.
Okay. What department are you in?
I am the supervisor of the coordinators. So
the
problem is the way how our agency work, all services must start and stop in the home, with some exceptions if you have an appointment and stuff like that. The reason is because a lot of participants are losing service because of the location. They're losing some of their hours because the service is not for transportation. It's not for you to be out and about. It's for the home. That's what it's designated for. So just be a little bit careful with the hours because I don't want you to lose your hours, okay?
Right, but also my coordinator,
UPMC,
and everything, I teach
specialists. Yeah, UPMC
I teach
is your
so I'm
insurance.
Always. Yeah, I know that. Go ahead.
So that would be the people that you need to contact with to get in contact with your service coordinator, so therefore he or she can approve what you're saying, so therefore they can relay that to us so we can put a note in the system on your file.
It's not with my last agency, and my coordinator does know about my two addresses, and she does know I see specialists, so I have doctor's appointments all the time.
So reach out to your service coordinator.
That's the problem. Y'all don't know about me. Y'all don't know me. So y'all just...
So the problem is we don't get a care plan. That is a HIPAA law. They don't disclose any of your medical background aspects. We don't get that information, only the service coordinator, because it's a HIPAA law. But if your service coordinator is aware of the situation, then he or she needs to notify
what
us
situation?
So we
what
whatever your limitations
you
is as far as your requirements on what you need. We don't
get
that
information. It's what the workers have to do for me. I can't wash myself. I cannot cook. I have seizures. My coordinator knows all that. What I'm talking to y'all about is about the address. Y'all telling her that she's out of range when I have two addresses. And my service coordinator knows that. My last agency had put both of my addresses down. And y'all do have both of my addresses down, and y'all it still wasn't fixed when I talked to the Alyssa yesterday.
What is the address? Confirm the address with me so I know which one is what.
3052 East Street.
Okay. There is a note in the system that HHA, which is the insurance, they didn't approve the address. They only approved the 630.
My last agency had it, and there wasn't no problem. Like, I don't understand what's the problem when my coordinator has that address. My coordinator has both of my addresses, but that does not affect anything. If it was a problem, y'all call me and let me know. Y'all just don't take it out of their They do a lot of work for me.
Listen, I understand where you're coming from, but we have to protect us as well. Because when we get audited...
Y'all not protect yourself if y'all don't know nothing, because I can up y'all. Because
all it takes is for you to call the service coordinator so she or he can approve this. So therefore, we won't have
approve
a problem
what?
With
what
this.
Am I approving?
The other
that's been already approved about almost a year ago, miss. Y'all
it's
just
not
had to
in the system.
The guy that was just at my house yesterday told me that he has it in the system, and he showed me on his computer, and it was fine.
It's not listed as primary, though. I'm looking right at it. It's not listed as primary. The primary one that the insurance has. No, there is two addresses in there, but I'm just trying to explain to you how the county works versus the insurance. They have one address as the primary, and they have one as a secondary, but that secondary has a no as the primary. So we just need clarification from your service coordinator, and we can update it. We'll have no problem with that.
So as far as their pay, like, she's getting, like, she showed me that her pay was short.
Did she reach out to Alyssa? Because that's her coordinator.
Yes, she did. Alyssa transferred me to you.
Okay.
So
nope.
Alyssa don't
know. It needs to go to Arango. That is her supervisor, okay?
Who I asked for her supervisor, and she transferred me to you.
No, that goes to Arango. So let me get Arango on the line, okay?
Please, thank you.
You're welcome.
Good.